Now let us see how to write aims and objective and rationale of your study. So this is very important part, and when you are going to defend your synopsis, these three are the only question which are going to be asked. What is the aim of your research? What are objectives? And what is the rationale? So the aim of study, it is in the form of a statement, and it reflects a hope, what you want to do and where you want to finish. So the aim should be in the one or two line statement, and it should be brief, it should be concise, and it should be realistic. Means whether you can achieve them in a given time period or not. That means your aim should reflect that you are going to achieve it in the mentioned time duration. So preferably we write aim like to develop, to design, to prepare, to evaluate, to synthesize. Likewise, mostly in case of sciences and life sciences, and in case of other disciplines, we write to track, to study, to generate, to build, to compare, and to critically analyze. So these are few examples that how you can start writing your aim. Now moving to the objectives. The objective of your study should be SMART, should be specific, should be measurable, attainable, relevant, and time-bound. So what is the difference between aim and objective? The aim is what you want to do. Objectives are list of things point-wise you are going to do to achieve your aim, and visualize the sequence of each step of your research. The objective you should start like you are going to collect, construct, produce, test, trial, measure and document, or pilot, deconstruct, analyze. So these are few examples. And in sciences, we write objectives like you are going to prepare, formulation, and then evaluation, statistical application, and then comparison, and then finalizing the thing as per the need of the subject. The objective should not be too vague, ambitious, should not be repetitive, should not be lengthy and messy. So this is how you are going to write the objective of your synopsis. Now moving to the rationale. Rationale is the reasoning behind the objective, why you want to achieve those objectives. There should be some logic, or there should be some specific reason. So and here you have to mention the statement of problem, and you have to specify that how it is worthy to perform this research in your area. So this is about rationale. So let me summarize what is the difference between aim, objective and rationale. Aim is what you want to do. Objectives are about what you want to do to achieve the aim, and rationale is the reasoning, the logic behind, or I can say the logic behind the selection of the topic. So this is how you are going to write the rationale of your study. Now moving to the methodology. Methodology involves the process of carrying out the actual research. So in case of sciences, in which we mention how to prepare, synthesize, analyze, and how did we perform it. It also describes the material and the equipment used in the research. For humanities, you should state which method you use to collect data, information, cases, and explain if any randomization technique or statistical methodology you are going to apply. So the methodology can be divided in different sections depending on the area of the research. Now, what are the things to be kept in mind while writing methodology? See, if you are specifically mentioning one single method, it should be completely in the form of descriptive manner. And if there are multiple strategies or if there are multiple methods, and then what you have to do, you don't have to describe them, or it may be because you have not yet decided which method you are going to opt, or you still want some time to decide the exact method for your research. So one way is if you want to mention one single method, you can describe it, and if there are multiple methods, you just mention a suitable method will be selected for the preparation, for the synthesis, or for whatever you want to specify. The third thing, you don't have to mention the established techniques. For example, if you want to discuss the method of sampling, don't describe the methodology of single blind and double blind. See, everyone knows about single blind and double blind technique of sampling. You have to mention how you are going to apply it for your research. Similarly, in case of sciences, if you want to perform a diffusion study, don't describe diffusion cell over there. You have to describe how did you use it for your research. So this is how you are going to write the methodology. And the material for synopsis, for example, in case of sciences, if we are using any pharmaceutically active compound, you have to mention the complete monograph of it. So this is how you are going to write methodology. Now moving to the time schedule of work. Time schedule is just like a simple timetable of your work. You have to mention in which time duration what work you are going to finish. And once your problem statement and the formulation and objectives and all are approved by your supervisor, the all details should be added to your timeline plan accordingly. So this is either given by CPM, that is critical path method, PERT chart, that is performance evaluation review technique, or by simple tabular presentation. So it covers literature search. You have to mention how much time you need for the exhaustive literature survey. The potential field work, it includes interview and questionnaire administration, procurement of raw material, etc. So you have to mention how much time you need to perform compilation of data, preparation and synthesis, and data analysis, result writing, and discussion. So in total, you have to mention the time limit for each task you are going to perform for the entire duration of your research. As you can see, in a representative diagram of timeline study of the entire research, stating that the process of literature review, which continues throughout of your duration till you finally compile your thesis. And as you can see, the procurement of the chemicals, it took 6 months, and then formulation development and analysis, it took 2 years, and then rest of the time is for thesis writing. Likewise, you can distribute the duration of your entire research as per the time and as per the justified time required to carry out the different tasks. Now moving to the references. See, references are very important for synopsis. As I also mentioned earlier, you have to select 15 to 20 the most relevant references. Now, how you have to write? You have to choose one referencing style, as there are many referencing styles available. And secondly, preferably, you have to write the research paper references, and it should be recent and the latest references. For example, if you are writing synopsis, you can go for writing references from 2015, 16, 17, 18 and 19, but not older than that. And one more thing which you have to keep in mind, that the references which you are going to write should be authentic one. It means it should be of reputed journals and books. And we have discussed the reference writing in our earlier modules also. So please just recall them, that how you are going to write references. The writing style you have to keep uniform. And again, in the coming module, I'll be discussing how to write references in detail once again. So dear learners, what are the tips for writing synopsis? The very first thing, your aims and objective and rationale should be clear. And secondly, you should get it checked by your supervisor in hard copy. And similarly, you have to submit the revised copy. And again, it is to be approved by your supervisor and co-supervisor. And please focus on writing the front page of your synopsis, that the name of your institution, the name of your supervisor, co-supervisor, as well as your name. It should be in a format which is either provided by the institute or as per the instructions of your supervisor. And one more thing, the references should be latest. Otherwise, you may be questioned that you have referred the older references. So to avoid any difficulty while defending your synopsis, so all these things you have to keep in mind. So dear learners, in this module, we have discussed about synopsis writing, how to decide the title of your synopsis, how to write introduction, how to write review and methodology, what should be the time frame, and how you are going to distribute the time period of your entire research, as well as the reference writing. So stay tuned for more lessons, and thank you for paying attention.